Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say Alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Viewers, welcome once again to the Madani Channel program Bounties and Gratitude. In this program, we talk about the countless bounties granted by Allah Almighty and the importance of expressing gratitude for them. In our previous episode, we discussed the bounty of being an ummati of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We also reflected on what it truly means to be his ummati and how living up to that responsibility helps us express gratitude for the immense favors Allah Almighty has bestowed upon the Ummah of His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, today's topic is both beautiful and inspiring. We will talk about the bounties of paradise, what paradise is, what it is like, and what kinds of bounties it contains. But before we begin this enlightening discussion, let us first gain the honor of listening to the virtues of sending durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is mentioned in Al-Qawl al-Badi, someone from Shiraz saw Sayyiduna Abu al-Abbas Ahmad bin Mansur rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in a dream after his passing. He was standing in the arch of the central masjid of Shiraz, adorned in the garments of paradise and wearing a crown made of pearls on his head. The person who saw the dream asked him, مَا فَعَلَ اللَّهُ بِكَ? How did Allah Almighty treat you? He replied, Alhamdulillah, I used to recite durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in abundance. That very practice benefited me. Allah Almighty forgave me, crowned me, and admitted me into paradise. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Viewers, what are the bounties of paradise? Before we discuss that, let us first understand what paradise truly is. What is the Islamic belief about it? What is its nature? And who is it meant for? Just the mention of paradise brings a unique sense of peace and joy to our hearts and minds. The heart begins to long for it with deep desire because paradise is purely a reward from Allah Almighty, the concept of which was conveyed to us through the noble Prophet ﷺ. Paradise is a place of divine mercy created by the Almighty for His obedient bondsmen. Allah Almighty proclaims in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, those who believe and perform righteous deeds, we do not annul the reward of those who are virtuous. For them are everlasting gardens beneath which rivers are flowing. Viewers, paradise is undoubtedly real, and whoever denies its existence is not a believer. Likewise, anyone who claims to believe in paradise but assigns it new self-invented meanings, for example, saying that paradise simply means feeling pleased with one's good deeds, is in reality a denier of paradise. Such a person too falls into disbelief. Paradise has already been created and continues to exist even now. It is not that it will be created later on the Day of Judgment. In Bahari Shari'at, paradise is defined as follows. Paradise is a place that Allah Almighty has prepared for the believers. It contains such bounties that no eye has ever seen, and no ear has ever heard, and no heart has ever imagined. Any example given to describe it is merely for the sake of understanding, because even the most exquisite thing in this world There's no true comparison to anything in paradise. Viewers, we've learned that paradise is a reality and believing in it is essential for anyone who wants to be a Muslim. Paradise is indeed a reward prepared by Allah Almighty. But is it like our world filled with constant tests, hardships at every step, and eventually death? No, paradise is nothing like that. In fact, it is a place of eternal peace, a place where once someone is admitted, he will never be removed. So, what is paradise like? Regarding this, the master of paradise, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "One brick of paradise is made of gold. Another brick is made of silver. Its mortar is pure musk. Its pebbles are pearls and rubies. And its soil is saffron. Whoever enters it will be full of joy and will never experience sorrow. He will live there forever and never die. His clothes will never wear out and his youth will never fade." The walls of paradise are built with bricks of gold and silver, held together with mortar made of musk. One brick is of gold, the other of silver. Its ground is made of saffron, and instead of pebbles, there are pearls and rubies. According to another narration, one brick of Jannatul Adam is made of white pearl, one of ruby, and one of green emerald, with musk as the mortar. In place of grass, there is saffron. The pebbles are made of pearls, and the soil is of amber. In paradise, there will be tents made of single pearls, and each tent will be 60 miles high. Paradise is a place, but not in the sense of houses or dwellings like those we know in this world. When we say place, we simply mean a location, and paradise is the name of such a place. Its vastness is beyond human comprehension. Let's try to understand the incredible expanse of paradise by comparing it with worldly measurements. You'll be amazed to learn that paradise is a realm far greater and more expansive than even this universe. Viewers, let's consider just our solar system, which includes the sun, moon, and 8 planets. The distances between them span millions of miles. Our solar system exists within the Milky Way galaxy, which contains around 100 billion stars. To reach the center of the Milky Way from our solar system, it would take approximately 25,000 light years. A light year is the distance light travels in 1 year. And to this day, science has not discovered anything faster than the speed of light. Now just imagine how vast is a distance of 25,000 light years. Viewers, that's not all. Astronomers have discovered a neighboring galaxy called the Andromeda Galaxy. The distance between our Milky Way and Andromeda is approximately 2.5 million light years. Allahu Akbar. Viewers, billions upon billions of galaxies spread across the vastness of Allah's creation. And each galaxy contains billions upon billions of stars. Just imagine how vast this universe is. Yet in the court of Allah Almighty, it holds no significance. Instead, the place of honor Allah Almighty has prepared for the believers is even more vast than this entire universe. The vastness of this place is described in the hadith as narrated by Sayyiduna Ubadah bin Samit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. That the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "In paradise, there are 100 levels, and between each two levels, the distance is as vast as the distance between the earth and the sky." In the commentary, Khazain al-Irfan, it is mentioned that the width of paradise is so vast that if the 7 heavens and the 7 earths were made into pages and laid side by side, the total width would equal that of paradise. There is a hadith in Sunan al-Tirmidhi that says, if all the worlds were gathered in one level, it would still be spacious enough for everyone. Viewers, you've heard how vast and expansive paradise is. The Creator, who is capable of creating such a vast universe and paradise, is also fully capable of resurrecting the dead. This reward is for those who have accepted the oneness of Allah Almighty and acknowledge the prophethood of His Messenger, as well as the truth of what they brought. the greatness that Allah Almighty will grant the believers is beyond imagination. Even the lowest of the people of paradise will have a status so much greater than that of today's kings and rulers. Let's now hear about the immense honor and position that Allah Almighty will bestow upon the lowest ranking person in paradise. Sayyiduna Mughira bin Shu'bah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, when Sayyiduna Musa kalimullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam asked his creator about the person who received the lowest rank in paradise, how great will his status be? Allah Almighty replied, after all the people of paradise have entered, this person will come last. He will be told, enter paradise. He will say, oh my Lord, how can I enter when everyone has already taken their palaces and received their levels? Then Allah Almighty will say, will you be pleased if you had the same as the bounties of a worldly king? He will reply, oh my Lord, I am pleased. Allah Almighty will say, you will have that and similar to it, and similar to it, and similar to it. When Allah Almighty increases his reward 5 times, the person will say, oh my Lord, I am content. Allah Almighty will then say, that all is for you, and 10 times more than that. And there are bounties for you that your soul desires and that pleases your eyes. The person will reply, oh my Lord, I am content. Then Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam asked about the one who received the highest rank in paradise. Allah Almighty replied, these are the people whom I have chosen. I have sealed their dignity and excellence with my own power. So no eye has ever seen such a reward. No ear has ever heard of it. And no heart of any human has ever even imagined. Viewers, this is the status of the lowest ranking person in paradise. Just imagine, if this is the reward from the one in the lowest level, then how much honor, blessing, and recognition will be granted to those in the higher ranks of paradise. Paradise itself is divided into different levels. So let's now hear about how many levels paradise has and which one is the highest. Sayyiduna Ubadah bin Samit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, there are 100 levels in paradise, and the distance between two levels is as vast as the distance between the heavens and the earth. The highest of these levels is Firdaus. From Firdaus flows the 4 rivers of paradise, and above it is the Arsh of Allah Almighty. So when you ask Allah Almighty for paradise, ask Him for Firdaus. According to another hadith, the rivers of paradise flow out from Firdaus. Viewers, while all of paradise is reserved for the believers, who will be granted Jannatul Firdaus in particular? The Holy Quran addresses this in the following verse. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. Translation from Kanzu Irfan, those who believe and perform righteous deeds, there is the hospitality of the gardens of Firdaus, paradise for them. Sayyiduna Ka'ab al-Ahbab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states, Jannatul Firdaus is specially reserved for the ones who enjoins good and forbids evil. Subhanallah, how admirable is the personality of Amida al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah. He has dedicated Da'wat Islami to a noble purpose that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. It means living a life of righteousness, encouraging others to do good, and guiding them away from sin and towards the path of Allah Almighty. And this is exactly the meaning of the narration that Jannatul Firdaus is for the one who calls towards goodness and forbids evil. So let us join Da'wat Islami. It will keep you engaged in righteous deeds in this world, and by the grace of Allah Almighty, make you a guest of Jannatul Firdaus in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Viewers, the bounties of paradise are so superior, exquisite, and beautiful in their true nature that no human being can fully describe them. These are the special rewards that Allah Almighty has prepared for the believers. Throughout the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty has mentioned the pleasures of paradise and the affairs of the hereafter in vivid and inspiring details. They are enough to stir the heart and dazzle the eyes of any listener. The descriptions of paradise found in the Holy Quran and Hadith are so abundant that entire books have been compiled on this subject. In this episode, we won't be able to cover every heavenly bounty, but we will certainly mention a few. And in the end, we'll explore the greatest bounty of paradise, one that every dweller of paradise will long for. Part of what makes paradise so mysterious is that we have never seen it with our own eyes in this world, nor can anyone see it. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, Allah Almighty says, I have prepared for my righteous bondsmen such bounties, bounties no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, and no heart has ever imagined. If you wish, you may recite this verse, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, so no soul knows what comfort of the eyes has been concealed from them as recompense for their deeds. It is stated in Surat al-Jinan, the meaning of this verse is that the bounties of paradise are far beyond human imagination. Allah Almighty has prepared such delights, such coolness for the eyes as a reward for the righteous believers that no soul truly knows the extent of them. Now, let us hear about some of the bounties mentioned in the Holy Quran and Hadith. One of the most important features and bounties of paradise is that there will be no death, no sleep, and not even drowsiness. The age of the people of paradise will always remain the same. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, any person from among the people of paradise who dies as a child or in old age will be made 30 years old in paradise. The people of paradise will be served delicious fruits and meat to eat, and each bite will have a unique and delightful taste. It is proclaimed in the Holy Quran, وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ. Translation from Ghanzar Irfan, and fruits from whatever they will choose, and the meat of birds from whatever they will desire. In paradise, the dwellers will be served the most delicious foods imaginable. Whatever they desire will instantly appear before them. If someone sees a bird and wishes to eat its meat, it will be brought to him roasted right then and there. Each person will have at least 10,000 servants standing near his head. Every servant will be holding a silver bowl in one hand and a gold bowl in the other. And each bowl will contain a unique and delightful dish. As they continue to eat, the pleasure of each bite will not decrease. In fact, it will increase. Every morsel will have 70 distinct flavors, each one unlike the other. If they wish to drink something, the cups will automatically come to their hands, perfectly filled with water, milk, wine, or honey, exactly to their liking. After drinking, the cups will return to their original place on their own. There will be no filth, no waste, no urination, no spitting, no earwax, and no bodily dirt. Even their burps and perspiration will emit the fragrance of musk. In paradise, there are four rivers, one of water, another of milk, a third of honey, and the fourth of wine. From these rivers, canals flow into the homes of the inhabitants. These canals do not run beneath the earth, but rather they flow above the surface. One side of the canal is made of pearls, and the other side of rubies. The ground of these canals is made of pure musk. Allah Almighty proclaims about canals in paradise. مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِّن مَّاءٍ غَيْرِ آسٍ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن لَّبَنٍ لَّمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن خَمْرٍ لَّذَّةٍ لِّلشَّارِبِينَ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن عَسَلٍ مُّصَفًّى. Translation from Kanzu Irfan, the state of the garden which has been promised to the pious is that in it are rivers of fresh water, rivers of milk that will not change in taste, rivers of wine, delightful for those who drink, and rivers of pure honey. Viewers, keep in mind that the wine there is not like the wine of this world, which has foul odor, bitterness, and intoxication. Drinkers become senseless, losing their composure and speaking inappropriately. Rather, the wine in paradise is pure, free from all these impurities. Viewers, paradise itself is a bounty, for Allah Almighty has filled it with countless bounties. One of the bounties of paradise, which is mentioned several times in the Holy Quran, is the hurs of paradise. Dear viewers, even the lowest of the inhabitants of paradise will be granted these hurs. Allah Almighty proclaims about the hurs in the Holy Quran, فِيهِنَّ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ لَمْ يَطْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ. Translation from Kanzu Irfan, therein are maidens who only look upon their husbands. They were not touched by any man or jinn before them. Viewers, hurs are also a special gift from Allah Almighty, created specifically for His righteous bondsmen. They are unparalleled in their beauty, allure, purity, and exceptional traits. If a hur were to reveal her palm between the heavens and the earth, its beauty would cause the creation to fall into mischief. And if she were to reveal her veil, the sun would appear as dim as a lamp in its light. The people of paradise will have hearts united with no hatred or grudges among them. Each one will be given at least two wives from the hurs, adorned in 70 layers of clothing. Yet the inner beauty of their calves will still be visible, just as red wine appears in clear glass. A man will be able to see his own reflection on their cheeks more clearly than in a mirror. When a man approaches, he will find her a virgin each time, but this will not cause any discomfort to either man or woman. If a woman from paradise were to spit into seven seas, it would turn sweeter than honey. When someone enters paradise, two hurs will sing at his head and feet with beautiful voices. Their singing will not be accompanied by satanic musical instruments, but will praise and glorify Allah Almighty. Their voices will be so melodious that no human has ever heard such a sound before. They will sing, "We are forever, never to die. We are in eternal peace, never to face hardship. We are content and we will never be displeased. Congratulations to the one who belongs to us and we belong to him." Even the lowest of the inhabitants of paradise will have 80,000 servants and 72 wives. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Viewers, if we continue speaking about the bounties of paradise, the discussion will become very lengthy. So now, let's talk about the greatest bounty of paradise that the dwellers of paradise will long for the most. And that is the honor of seeing our Creator, Allah Almighty. Yes, the very Creator whom the believers worship throughout their lives without ever having seen Him. The one in whom they believed, along with His prophets and His religion, based solely on faith. In paradise, that Creator will bless His believing bondsmen with the privilege of His divine sight. The Holy Prophet ﷺ says, when the people of paradise enter paradise, Allah Almighty will say to them, "If you desire anything more, I may grant you even more." The dwellers of paradise will respond, "Have you not brightened our faces? Have you not saved us from hell and admitted us into your paradise?" The Holy Prophet ﷺ says, after that, Allah Almighty will lift the veil before them. Hence, there will be nothing more beloved to them than beholding their Lord. Subhanallah, viewers, this blessed sight will not be a one-time experience. Rather, it will happen again and again. In fact, certain individuals in paradise will be granted the honor of seeing their Creator morning and evening. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, the person with the highest rank in paradise in the court of Allah Almighty will be the one who is honored with a vision of Allah Almighty morning and evening. After this, the Holy Prophet ﷺ recited the following Quranic verse, وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ. On that day, some faces will be glowing with joy looking at their Lord. In fact, the vision of Allah Almighty will be so widespread in paradise that every Friday, a special marketplace will be held where the people of paradise will behold their Lord. It is mentioned in the noble hadith, in paradise, there is a marketplace where the people of paradise will gather every Friday. Mufti Ahmad Yaad Khan Naimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, writes, just as in this world, on Fridays, people from every neighborhood, rich and poor, kings and beggars, gather in the central masjid to remember their Lord and offer the Friday Salah. In paradise, all the residents, whether of higher or lower ranks, will come together once a week in that heavenly marketplace to behold their Lord. In this world, the central masjid is known as Jami'ul Mutafarriqeen, meaning the place that unites different people. Similarly, this marketplace in paradise will also be Jami'ul Mutafarriqeen. And it is in this blessed gathering that even sinners like us will be honored with the vision of the intercessor of Judgment Day, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. While the vision of Allah Almighty in paradise will also take place privately within the homes, this gathering will be a public manifestation of that blessed sight. A special place has been mentioned for the vision of Allah Almighty in a narration of Tirmidhi, where it is stated, the Lord will manifest Himself to them in one of the gardens of paradise. So, within that heavenly marketplace, there will be a special garden where the blessed vision of the Lord will take place. You can say, in the marketplace, the people of paradise will meet one another, while in that special garden, they will meet their Lord Azza wa Jalla. Viewers, what a tremendous honor it is that in paradise, the believers will be granted the vision of Allah Almighty. Due to the blessing of this divine vision, the beauty of the people of paradise will increase even more. Their family members will express joy upon seeing this radiance. May Allah Almighty include us among those pure and righteous bondsmen for whom He has prepared such magnificent rewards. Viewers, indeed the mention of paradise makes the heart long to enter it. For there, not only will we enjoy eternal bounties, but we will also have the honor of being in the court of our master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, the vision of our Creator will fill our faces and hearts with light. However, we need to think, are our actions worthy of making us deserving paradise? Have we succeeded in avoiding the traps and whispers of our souls and Satan? Have we succeeded in fulfilling the obedience to Allah Almighty and His Messenger? Have we sincerely repented for our sins, seeking forgiveness with the true heart in the court of our Lord? If not, then why should we yearn for paradise? Paradise is for the righteous bondsmen of Allah Almighty. If we want to attain it, we must protect ourselves from the deceit of our souls and Satan, and fully obey Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For all success in this world and the hereafter lies only in the worship of Allah Almighty, in the obedience to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Almighty protect us from sins and include us among His pious bondsmen in both this world and the hereafter. Ameen. Bijahi khatam al-nabiyyin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.